Welcome to another edition of the Last American Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on this Wednesday evening. First thing I wanted to touch on, guys, okay, is have you guys heard of these IntelliLights thing? This is another example of the police state in this country, okay? It's pretty much out of control right now. Now they're going to have street lights that actually monitor you. And what they do, guys, is they're connected to the internet, okay? They read your pulse rate. They read your, they record your walking patterns. They record video of you. They collect a huge database on you. And they're going to go up in all different cities. They're going up in Michigan right now. What's the name of the town here? Farmington Hills, Michigan. They're calling them IntelliStreets. Did I say IntelliLights? I meant IntelliStreets. It says they monitor conversations, record video, monitor foot traffic, count heads, and, you know, God knows what else. It says it's stored for possible analysis. Yeah, possible analysis. Okay. Then the other thing with this is it's already spreading, all right? The people making them have already talked to Homeland Security about, getting a large government contract with these things. You're going to see them pop up everywhere. Supposedly they cost $3,000 a piece, but I don't think that's going to deter anybody. One of their pitches is that it's energy saving because it records the environment and it knows how loud it, you know, how high it needs to put the settings for the lights and everything. All right. If you ask me, guys, I mean, this is just the ultimate surveillance spy grid, is it not? Your street lights are going to be watching you now, recording you. They've already said that this is going to be in other cities, such as New York, Miami. I think another one of them might have been Denver. And, you know, I live near Boston, guys. And I'm sure it'll be making its way over here. When they first got the body scanners at the airport, you know, the radiation death machines, Boston was one of the first, if not the first place that they tested them out. They always tried this police state stuff over here. I'm sure New York is first, of course. The epicenter of the police state. I mean, why not? But we'll see it here. But they're starting in Michigan right now. So just remember, when you look at the streetlight, it might be looking back at you. Unbelievable, huh? Once again, guys, I mean, it all goes back to the same thing. It really does. It all ties back to 9/11 and 10 years ago. You know, if they never pulled that off, that hoax on all of us, I mean, where would we be right now with all this police state stuff? Would they be putting in streetlights that watch us and record our conversations? I don't think they would be. I don't think people would stand for it. Another thing I saw today, guys, in the news is something about these four guys in Georgia, part of a militiamen group. Now, before we even get into the details of what they are accused of doing, just so you guys know, these militia groups have been targeted by the federal government many times. They were targeted back around the Oklahoma City time. They were targeted in the most recent Homeland Security the MIAC report and the follow-up, you know, right-wing extremism report that they had to it. Militiamen were labeled as domestic extremists, maybe. So this story doesn't surprise me at all. The only thing about the story that I'm not sure about is, you know, if it's real or if it's just to hype it up. And, you know, you guys will get the gist of it by the time I tell you guys the rest of the story. And you'll see what I mean, how it sounds like it might be made up. Anyway, so these four men in their 60s and 70s, okay? I mean, we're talking about retirees, guys. And, you know, they're being accused of trying to blow up federal buildings in Atlanta, FBI and ATF buildings, release the toxin ricin on the highway, on the interstate. And supposedly they had a bucket list of feds and they were going to kill off, like, some federal judges, some people in the IRS, some people in the ATF. And then you guys, you know, you're reading it, And then they supposedly have some statements from these guys, okay? And I'm going to look into this a little more. I just heard of this story this morning, so I really want to look into this a little bit. I want to tear this thing apart. Supposedly, one of the guys released a statement saying, you know, when it comes to the Constitution, some people are going to have to die. Now, is this just more propaganda demonizing the Constitution? Because that's what I think it is. I mean, I think I'm seeing right through it. Am I being naive? I'm not naive. Am I being, I don't know. Am I being paranoid to just jump on this as they're just trying to demonize the Constitution and this whole thing's just basically made up to demonize the militia groups at the same time? You know, over the last year or two, and I mean, it's been going on for 10 years, but over the last year or two, I mean, this Constitution needs to go talk has really picked up, guys. It's really picked up, and it's disgusting to me. We don't need to get rid of the Constitution. The Constitution is what's protecting us. And they want to make all these changes to it. They want to demonize it. I saw it on the cover of, I think it was like Time Magazine, maybe like 6 months ago, with a picture of the Constitution asking if it needed to go. Can you believe that? Does it need to go? No, it doesn't need to go. It needs to be obeyed. Awful. Awful what they're doing. Do you guys know? I mean, we went over the right-wing extremism on one episode. I think we did. Excuse me if we didn't. I do another show, too. So I get a little confused sometimes. But do you know that if you have a copy of the U.S. Constitution, that you're labeled a right-wing extremist by this government? It's in the Homeland Security's own documents. I swear to God. The number one, you know what number one on the list is? Returning veterans. All right? And I'm not going to go through the whole list again. I've done whole shows on it. You know, it's just one thing after another. And, you know, as they try and move towards a world government, as they try and, you know, abolish our Constitution, I mean, this is just more propaganda of that. I highly doubt these guys ever got arrested. I saw one of their neighbors on TV. Not that you could tell anything from one interview of a neighbor. But he did look very, like he was very surprised and very suspicious of the whole thing. Saying that, you know, they better get their chance in court because he doesn't see how that, you know, it could be. I'm going to look into this tonight. You know, I got to do another show later on. And then after that, I'm gonna dig into this and I'm going to see what we can find out. Hopefully I'll have some more for you guys tomorrow. But you know what I think, guys? I mean, I think this might be bogus. I really do. But we'll see. You know, I mean, it could be these guys are really pissed off. Who knows? They got a lot of reasons to be pissed off, right? I'm not saying, you know, go do anything violent or anything. But I'm just saying, you know, they got a lot of reason to be pissed off. You could see if they were pissed off. It wouldn't surprise you, right? But, you know, just about everything we see. Oh, it looks like we got a call. We're going to go put the call right through. So hold on, guys. Last American Radio broadcaster on the air. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hey, Brian, it's Paula.
Hey, Paula, how are you?
Good. You said something about new information on the vaccine.
Yep, I'm actually just about to get to that right now. So just hang with me one second here. Let me just wrap this last thing about the militiamen up, and we're going to get right into the new stuff. Hang on the line, though. Don't go, okay? All right, guys. So this whole militia thing is basically, you know, just to demonize the Constitution, demonize these militia groups, demonize anybody that actually knows their rights and is trying to, you know, make people respect them. The last thing we need to do, guys, is get rid of the Constitution. We need to defend the Constitution, you know, as vigorously as possible. We can't let them take that from us. And they would love to take the Constitution from us, okay? You hear some of these idiots walking around talking about, oh, yeah, I think it's old. I think it needs to go. No, guy, do you even know what you're saying? You're ready to, like, throw your rights away. Paula, what do you think about people that say the Constitution needs to go?
I can't believe they would even say something like that. Seriously.
I hear a lot of people saying it. It's unbelievable.
I find it hard to believe.
It is ridiculous.
These men and women fighting for, you know, for rights, you know, somebody has to say something like that.
Yeah, it. I've heard several people say it. I really have. Okay, I'm gonna get into the new vaccine stuff. For you guys that listened yesterday, we talked a lot about the HPV vaccine. We talked about how they're trying to make it mandatory for boys now over 12 years old. The CDC already voted on it. They're gonna try to make it law. We talked a little bit about the whole Rick Perry incident. The same Rick Perry that's running for president in Texas, he took a payment from the Merck vaccine company for $6,000. And basically, what he did is he executive ordered all girls going into sixth grade, if they didn't already have vaccinations for the HPV Gardasil shot, that they had to get it. And it ended up killing 49 of them, 11 of them within 2 days. 151 of them are permanently disabled, like in a wheelchair. And, to the reporting bureau that there is, I don't know how legit it is. I don't know if they even get back to you. I don't know how, the whole deal with them. But there's 19,000 cases in the U.S. filed from this vaccine, and 900 just from Texas. Now, I said we'd have some new information today, and I thank Paula for joining us. She called in yesterday. Paula, why don't you briefly tell them about, the trouble you had to go through to get your kids in school without the vaccinations. Why don't we go over that real briefly before I dive into the new stuff?
Well, he wasn't able to be registered in school because he didn't have his vaccinations, and so I had talked to my neighbor who was a doctor, who gave Sean the vaccinations and said there was a low percentage of anything happening to any child or whatever for the vaccines, but Sean could not be registered in school until he had his vaccination at all. And I just got off the phone with my boyfriend. He his daughter I was telling him about your show that I wanted him to listen to it, and he said that he went through the same thing with his ex-wife, and his ex-wife homeschools his well was wants to homeschool his daughter because of the vaccination thing. She doesn't want to give their daughter the vaccine, any vaccines. But they can't register her in school until unless they have the vaccines. So they're thinking about homeschooling. But that's
It is
another thing.
absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're so dangerous. It's like, why would you want to give that to your kid? For everybody out there that's kind of new to this, we're not going to go over everything we did yesterday because we have some new stuff we want to go over. But I mean, we'll leave some links for you, and I already did. There's already some up in the blog on our site, so you can check them right now if you want, about how dangerous these things are. They cause all types of problems, from brain damage to seizures to convulsions to comas to death. There's a link to autism. They cause autism, and it's still being denied by this government, but they've paid out over 5,000 cases for it. They have a court set up just for vaccine injuries. The numbers are ridiculous, and the stuff, the thing that Paula's talking about, how her boyfriend didn't want to put the kids to school because doesn't want to get them vaccinated. It's not as easy as just putting your kids in school and then, not giving it the pressure and not signing a permission slip. There's a new law. We started to talk about this yesterday, and I dug up some more information on it. There's a new law in California. It's bill number AB 499, and it's nicknamed the Anti-Parent Bill. And what it does, guys, is it makes so any girl 12 and older, well, any child 12 and older, can get vaccinated for sexually transmitted disease at school without their parents' permission. So imagine your kid gets sick from it. And some of the side effects of this stuff, guys, not to be gross, but genital warts, all right? Convulsions, comas, death. And this is on 9 and 10-year-old girls getting this stuff. And what if your little girl came home with that? And then you didn't even know she had a shot. What would you do? You would think she got sexually assaulted. I mean, you would. Well, what else would go through your head? All types of crazy stuff. Now, as if that's not bad enough, you know, you got to wonder where these people's minds are that actually signed this bill, right? Well, I did a little research last night. You know, it wasn't even hard to find. I mean, it's right up there. These same people that signed the bill, the same legislators in California, took cash payouts from the Merck drug company just months before in 2010. And you know what we're going to do on the show? You know, we'll do it in a couple minutes. We're going to go back and forth for a few with Paul. I got a few questions, Laura. We're going to give you guys a list. If any of you guys live in California, I want you to get a pen and a paper. I'm going to give you the name of every legislator that took a payment from Merck Vaccine Company and sold your kids down the river for like $2,000, $2,500. One guy did it for $300. Okay, guys? We got the whole list of all these scumbags, and we're going to go down the list. And if you live in California, or any of your family does, or any of your close friends, we want you to pass this on, and we want you guys to call your state house down there, and we want you guys to raise hell about this and ask them why they took cash to sell your kids' health down the river. This stuff is deadly, and they don't even care. You want to wonder how, and they know what's going on, guys. They know what happened in Texas. You think they don't know? Texas is a huge state. You don't think Texas was like the testing ground before California, and California doesn't know what happened in Texas? Of course they know. Of course they know almost 50 kids died from it. But they don't care. It's all about money. It's all about Merck making billions and billions of dollars. Paul, what do you think about that, about the cash payout? We didn't talk about that yesterday.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. He knew nothing about that at all. And when I spoke to Kevin about his ex-wife with the homeschool thing, I reminded him about female that was inmate there that homeschooled her children, and she was in there because she didn't give her children vaccines. And that was about 10 years ago, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So even public schools and homeschooling, you still have to have vaccines.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, with the state of Vermont, you have to be to homeschool. You have to go through a course and everything. And I'll tell you, Kevin's ex-wife is a really nice person and stuff. And she's out for the best interest of her and Kevin's children. So I don't see why her or Kevin should have to be held accountable for not vaccinating their children.
Yeah, I mean, once you have this information, I mean, how could you vaccinate your children? I mean, it's not like a coincidence or anything. I mean, it's way beyond that. There's so much facts backing it up. There's so many parents that know that their kids have autism from it. There's so many kids that have been injured. If you haven't seen the videos, guys, you got to really look at some of the vaccine injured kids. It'll break your heart. And to think that they still deny a lot of this. They have a vaccine court set up, guys, just to take cases on kids injured from getting vaccines. And they're packed full of people, and they just make all these type of settlements all the time. They don't want to get in the press. They just pay it off. And it's so absurd, and they don't want to admit the autism link, that they actually make up new symptoms for all these kids. Symptoms that don't even exist, so they don't call it autism. They'll say they have this and that, and the other thing, and it's just all this made-up stuff. These things aren't medicine. It's medical quackery. It really is. And the things that are added to them, like mercury, come on, guys. You guys know from growing up, they told you, don't ever break a thermometer. It's deadly. It's mercury. Well, that's what's in these shots. All right? And they don't care about your kid's health. Go ahead.
Like you said, Brian, the mercury thing, would Sean's half-brother, the one I told you about that passed away for complications of sleep apnea, and he went blind, you know, after birth, and Sean, after 6 or 7 years old, whatever, had very poor eyesight after he had his vaccines. Like I said before, I don't know if I had anything to do with that, but it's, was that a coincidence or what?
Yeah, you know what, Paula? I'm done with coincidences. I mean, really. You know what I mean? It's just people don't want to ever, you know, look at the truth behind anything and just call everything. It's not a coincidence. It had to be the vax. It doesn't have to be, but I mean, there's a damn good chance it was. These things, it's almost to the level where it's like genocide. I mean, it really is. I mean, to kill 50 kids in one state, Rick Perry, for $6,000, and he's going to run for president? When is this going to end? This guy's going to run for president now? He executive ordered the death of 50 girls, little school children. They're not around anymore. They're done. Because of him. Because he took a payment. It's unbelievable. No, guys, we're going to go, you know what? We're going to go down this list. We got a list of every legislator in California that took a payment for this and passed this damn bill where these kids can now get vaccinated without their parents' permission. Kids as young as 12 years old get vaccines behind their parents' backs, and it's legal now thanks to these guys taking over $40,000 in cash from Merck. That's all it took. You believe that, Paula? Merck vaccine, they didn't have to pay millions. They just peeled $40,000 off their back and paid off California.
Well, thank you, Brian, for bringing that up, because I had no clue. I had no idea.
Yeah, no problem. I got the list here. I actually already put it up on our site, so anybody that wants to copy and paste it and pass it on, it's up there.
I'm glad I stayed awake for this. Thank you. Normally,
You're
I'd
welcome.
Be pleased, thanks, Brian.
All right, guys out there that are listed, grab a pen, all right? Now, we got a list of about 20 names here. I'm going to give you their name, the district that they serve in, and how much money they took from Merck at the end of 2010 to take a payment to, you know, vote favorably for them and pass this ridiculous bill. Ridiculous bill. It's bad enough that it's mandatory to be in schools and get your kids vaccines like Paula was talking about, and like how they make you jump through hoops if you don't want to get vaccines. But to say that the kids can get the shots behind their parents' backs? Unbelievable. What? Now, do you think if your kid goes behind your back and gets a shot, and then the kid has a reaction and he's really sick, he's going to tell you that he got the shot? No, they're not going to tell you, because they didn't tell you in the first place. So now you're not even going to know what to tell, you know, the hospital or the doctor, wherever you bring them. This could kill, you know, this could be kill them. I mean, I don't want to sound like negative, but this is too much. This is too much.
It is.
It's got to stop somewhere.
Yeah, when you said negative, you just had Mike on the show a little while ago, and RH negative, and you get a shot of Rogaine. And, you know, like I said the other day, I had my tubes tied because of, you know, the RH negative factor and stuff. People need to be more informed. Thank goodness for Mike, you know, for informing people with you and his radio show. I wish I had known
It's a good show. It's very informative.
Yeah, I wish I would have known then. Because I never would have let that happen.
Oh, you're talking about getting the Rogaine shot. That's what they told you to get. And Michael told you, you don't need that.
Yeah. I don't know how many other women have done that too. You know what I mean? Also.
Oh, they use scare tactics, right? And they tell you this and this is going to happen to you if you don't get it. And they talk everybody into it. It's all about money. You know around here what they do?
That's what they tell you. You can die the next time. So.
Yeah. I mean, is there a bigger fear tactic than that? I mean, come on. That's the ultimate fear mongering right there. Telling you you're going to die if you don't take this shot. And then to learn it's the other way around. You might die if you do take it. I mean,
somebody young,
you know, they give people discounts on food around here. If you get the shot, if you go to like Walgreens and you get like you spend whatever amount of money, they'll give you 25% off if you get a flu shot while you're here.
Yeah.
That's awful. All right, guys. Without any further ado, we're gonna go down this list here. What you're about to hear is every legislator in California that took a payment from the Merck company to pass the bill AB 499, the anti-parent bill, where the kids can actually get vaccinated without parental approval. kids as young as 12 years old. Okay, so if you're in California, I want you to raise hell about this. I want you to give it to your local papers. I want you to spread it around the local forums and blogs. Let everybody know who these people are. And if you voted for any of these people, you need to know this. You need to know what they've done. All right? Because this is the ultimate, what is it? Being sold out. I mean, to do this to your kids? Unbelievable. All right, guys. Kevin DeLeon, Los Angeles District, $2,000. Ed Hernandez, West Covina District, $2,500 from the Merck Company. Elaine Alquist, San Jose, $1,000. Noreen Evans, Santa Rosa, $1,500. Juan Vargas, Chula Vista, $3,500. Alex Padilla, San Fernando Valley, $300. Alex Padilla sold your kids down the river for $300. He put his name on this bill. $300. Current price, Los Angeles, $1,700. Roderick Wright, Inglewood, $1,500. Louis Walk, Vacaville, $2,000. Leyland Yee, San Francisco, $1,500. Ben Huso, Chula Vista, $1,000. Bob Blumenfield, Van Nuys, $1,500. Manuel Perez, Indio, $1,500. Richard Pan, East Sacramento, $1,000. Bill Morning, Santa Cruz, $1,500. Felipe Fuentes, Arleta, $1,500. Holly Mitchell, Culver City, $2,500. John Perez, Los Angeles, $1,500. Ricardo Lara, Southgate, $1,000. Mari Hayashi, Hayward, $1,500. Roger Dickinson, $1,000. Roger Dickinson from Sacramento. Nancy Skinner, Oakland District, $2,500. Jose Solario, Santa Ana, $1,500. Stephen Bradford, Inglewood District, $1,500. And last but not least, of the scumbag crew that sold your kids' health down the river for mere thousands of dollars, Tony Atkins from the San Diego District of California for $1,000 was bought off by the Merck Drug Company to give your kids mercury in the vaccines. How do you feel about that? Because I'm pretty pissed off now. If you guys live in California, I hope you're raising hell about this. Take these names down and pass it around. If it's easier for you guys to copy and paste it while you're at the computer, go to our site, thelastamerican.org. Go to our blog section, and you'll see it right there for today's show. You'll see the information. I put it right there. Copy and paste it. Email it. Post it on Facebook. Tweet it. Do whatever you can. Let everybody know about these scumbags.
I'm pissed, Brian, and thank you very much for putting that on your blog.
Yeah, no problem. I'm real pissed off about this. These guys just straight up took a payment to sell your kid down the river. I mean, it's awful. For everybody out there that's listening that's not from California and therefore doesn't give a crap, you know, this just like we talk about with everything else, how they try and put you in groups and they divide us and then they can conquer us. If they go after California, you don't think they're coming after your state next or one more state and then your state? Of course they are. They're going to knock you down one at a time. That's why we all got to stick up for each other when something like this happens. We're all a team here. We have to be. We're not, oh, I'm from Massachusetts or Paul is from Vermont or this person's from friggin' Montana. No, we're all Americans, all right? And, you know, we're all being oppressed and this is part of their strategy. They know not to come at all of us at once. They know to divide us. It's an age old, you know, it's the oldest strategy in the book, guys. Divide and conquer. You've heard it before. United we stand, divided we fall. Think about it. We need to stick up for each other. We need to let everybody be aware of this, and we need to stop it before it spreads. We need to stop it now, and we need to repeal it. We need to repeal it in California. We need to turn it back for the safety of their kids and our kids. It's mind-boggling to me that kids can get vaccinated now and not even have a parental permission. That's just unbelievable.
Well, thank you, Brian, because I'm going to let Kevin know and let his ex-wife, Sarah, know, too, because Sarah, I really want Sarah to see your blog.
Yeah, good. Definitely show her where it is.
I will.
She'll like it. And I'm going to add some more stuff in there tonight. I have another show I got to do later. And then later tonight after I get off, I'm going to throw some more stuff in there relating to this. But the list is already up there. And some good links to the autism. There's some. I put the video up there that I played yesterday of for you guys that didn't hear yesterday, the same company we're talking about, Merck. I put a video up of the head doctor of Merck, Dr. Hilleman, who's passed on now, laughing about it, laughing about putting cancer, SV40 cancer, and AIDS in the polio vaccines, laughing about it. If you guys don't believe me, the video is in the blog. It's there. Watch it. It's unbelievable, guys. Paul, you know anything about Vioxx?
No, but I was just going to say, if you get an email from a person, two people, either Kevin or Sarah, or both, then just know who they are so you don't send it spam or whatever.
Yeah, I read it. I check all my emails.
Okay.
What was I just going to say? Oh, so the thing with the Merck vaccine guys, right, and the Gardasil, and, you know, they need a new cash cow. I read that their last vaccine caused 50,000 deaths. 50,000. I haven't had time to dig into it yet. So, I mean, if you guys know anything about Vioxx, if you have any experience with Vioxx, or, you know, even kind of know a little bit about it, I mean, call us up. Let us know, because I don't really know what it is. I just haven't had time to. I haven't even Googled it. You know what I mean? I've just been so busy looking into this first stuff. I haven't got to that yet. But I do know that one of their last vaccines that they gave out, Vioxx, ended up killing 50,000 people. And these are the same people that are going to administer this to your kids. It's scary. To think that people would have these intentions with a little kid is... Pisses me off.
Brian, for making us aware. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I you know, I had heard about the bill, obviously, and, you know, the other parts of it, and I knew about, you know, the vaccines and the bad things that can happen from it, because I've done a few papers on it. But as far as these people being paid off, I didn't find that out till like, probably after I got off the show yesterday. I started looking into it a little. And I was like, wow, look at this. Unbelievable. And it wasn't even a lot of money, Paula. These for like $2,000, these people did this, put their name on this bill. That's how sleazy these people are.
Now they can put human life. Like,
yeah, no regard for human life, except for their own.
Supposed to value human life, you know? I don't know.
California is a big state, all right? If 50 kids died in Texas, 50 kids are probably going to die in California. I'm sorry to say that, but, I mean, they're the two biggest states. It's awful. And they knew before they gave these to any kids in Texas, Paula, that they had terrible, terrible side effects. They did field studies on, like, 12,000 different people. And, you know, there was all types of issues, from pancreatitis, to autoimmune disorders, and the most common thing was blood clots. And these little kids are getting blood clots.
Gone. Well, like I said, yeah, thank you, because I'm going to let Kevin know and Sarah. Sarah's going to be more than happy to go to your website and read. Thank you.
Yeah, and if they ever want to call in, have them call in too. I mean, you know, we'll put them right on if they ever want to talk about it. I mean,
oh, thank you.
You know, if they want to get their story out or whatever, that's what we're here for. I mean, I'm here to talk about everything, guys. This isn't just 9/11. You know, that was, you know, the main focus of our station is, you know, we're getting that message out. But like I said, I talk about everything on here. There's a lot of issues we need to go over. And this vaccine thing, especially with these new laws being passed, I mean, we really need to pay attention to this. Everybody needs to know. We know the mainstream media is not going to do the job. And, you know, I'm really starting to not even trust the alternative media too much at all. So, I mean, this is the platform where we got to tell people. I mean, even if our audience isn't the hugest audience yet, it's growing. It's going to get bigger. And, I mean, we're just going to keep giving you guys real information. I mean, nothing's off the table here. Nothing's taboo. We'll talk about everything. And we just try to give you the best information possible.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Oh yeah, no problem. Guys, we're gonna take a quick 3 minute break, and we'll be right back. Just stay with us. You've been listening to the Last American Radio Broadcast. Alright, everybody, thank you for staying with us. We're back from our break. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. We were just, you know, freaking those of you who just joined us. We were doing a lot of vaccine talk again today. We had some new stuff. What we had is, you know, today we have a list of all the people that actually took a payment from the Merck Vaccine Company. All the legislators in California, that actually took cash from Merck last year to pass this anti-parent bill, Bill AB 499, where kids can actually get vaccinated without parental approval now. Kids as young as 12 years old, guys. 12 years old getting vaccinated in school without your parents' permission. Do you imagine your little kid coming home with that? It's mind-boggling. And the guy running for president, guys, okay, Rick Perry, you know, he's guilty of doing something very similar in 2007. You know, in 2007, he took money from Merck himself, $6,000. And what did he do for that money? He made an executive order in California that every girl going into the sixth grade, or, you know, if they were older than that already and didn't have it, had to get the Gardasil shot. And they knew it was risky. They knew it before they gave it to them. They did. There were tons of results. Blood clotting, okay? People going into comas. Stuff like that. Things the size of golf balls swelling up underneath your skin where the needle was inserted. Big lumps on little children. Can you imagine being a kid and having to deal with that pain? And it's from a vaccine? People, stop sticking the damn needles in your kids' arms. You know, for those people that are under the impression, well, that's, you know, that's helping them stay healthy. Let me tell you something, a little fact, all right? Our country has one of the highest vaccine numbers as far as shots administered by, you know, a certain age when you're a child. It might even be the highest. It's like 42 shots or something ridiculous, right? Well, do you know that the countries that have the lowest also have the lowest infant mortality rate? And we have the highest. Yes, the most of our kids die from these other illnesses. A lot of those illnesses, I'm sorry, guys, they're vaccine related. Your doctor's covering it up. I know that some of you have been told, you know, God bless your souls, some of you that have lost children, that it was, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, a lot of times, I'm telling you, it was probably related to the vaccines. And they want to deny it, and deny it, and deny it. Do I think every doctor's in on it? No. I think a lot of them, it's just like, it's like with anything else, guys. It's what you're taught. If you're taught for 8 years that vaccines are good and you give them to people and write people prescriptions all the time, that's what you're going to do. And he probably thinks he's doing a good job, but little do they know. I mean, I can't be naive to think that these doctors don't know. I'm so sick of thinking people don't know these things that I know. And no, it can't be. They have to know. How could they not know that? Paul, are you still there? Oh, looks like we don't have Paul or anybody. I was going to ask her what she thought about this. If she thought the doctors kind of just ignored it, or if they really didn't know. I think, you know, we don't talk about it enough. I think a lot of them do know, and they've probably been threatened. Or there's just this sense of a threat where, you know, they'll get fired and not get their medical license pulled if they ever speak out about vaccines. I haven't been studying vaccines long enough to tell you if that's true. But I bet you if we looked into it a little more, I bet you a lot of doctors, that is why they were afraid. I bet you they thought they'd get their medical license pulled. Because I bet you they made an example out of somebody at some point. They probably show that to all the doctors. It's like showing the new presidents of Zapruder film. They show all the doctors about the guy that got his medical license stripped because he spoke out against vaccines and fluoride. Oh, I shouldn't even laugh, guys. I mean, it's not even a funny thing. It's just, you know, like what Paula was saying about the schools. You know, you can't even get your kid into school if you don't have the vaccines. Like, what is that? It's my kid. We'll do what we want. Our health isn't up to you. If it was, we'd probably already be dead. No, back off. You know what I mean? Back off. Leave. Stay out of our lives. That's what we need, guys. I'm not saying we need no government. We need a smaller government. We need federal government to stop being in our lives so much. That goes with everything. It's not just health, but I mean health. Geez, that's the most important thing. You know, that's why I talk about health issues a lot on here, guys. And, you know, just a year ago, I didn't know crap about health, and I still don't know that much. I don't know crap. I don't. I just know a little bit. That's how I feel. But I'm learning, and I'm trying to share what I know with you guys. And a lot of the stuff I can learn, you know, from alternative sources rather than the mainstream. I mean, I can learn a lot in just, you know, a few months compared to what I've learned in years reading, you know, stupid crap that they put in front of you. I mean, everything they've ever put in front of us pretty much is garbage. It's awful. It's just awful. I like to know what's poisonous and what's not, what's good for me and what's not. I'm not saying I'm a super healthy eater. But, you know, if somebody's doctoring my food or something, I think I want to know about it. You know what I mean? So, that's why I talk about some of the stuff that I do. You know, like the vaccines. It's same deal. You know, they present it as something that's good for you. Like the food, like the vaccines, like the medicine. But in reality, it couldn't be farther from the truth. I just couldn't imagine my little boy if he, you know, he got that from a vaccine and he had started having seizures and convulsions and stuff, or he went into a coma. Could you, guys, that's why we got to stick up for these people in California. Seriously. We got to make some noise about this. Take that list I put up, guys, and pass it around. You guys put stupid videos on Facebook all day and stupid little games and status updates. Pass around this list of names. Make some noise with it. I think we can do something with this. I think we can really bring it to the people in California's attention. And who knows? You know what I mean? Let's get everybody aware of it. Tell everybody you have the list of all the California legislators that got paid off to poison the kids with vaccines. Okay? See if that gets people's attention. Put that in your status. Right? And then copy and paste the names. I put the names with the districts they work in, guys, and the cash amount right next to it. It's right on our site, lastamerican.org. Go to our blog section, okay? Every time we do a show, I won't say every time, but a lot of the shows that we do, you can follow along in the blog section, because sometimes we'll preload it with some content, some links, some pictures, some videos, some stuff that goes along with what we need to describe to you, you know? In the research business that we're in, you know, pictures are, you know, absolutely essential to anything we do. I mean, they are. Videos, too. Pictures, you know, the absolute most. I mean, you need that more than anything. So, you know, it helps us to be able to load stuff in there. I put some great articles about what we were talking about with the autism link and everything in there. Some great stuff in there. And like I said, I put that the video of the Merck doctor laughing about putting cancer in the vaccines, okay? This is a joke to some of these people. Think of a little beautiful baby, a little 12-month-old baby, taking a little shot and having a golf ball-sized thing under their skin and having a seizure or something. It's just, I don't even want to think about it, guys. The thing's not safe at all. Now, before we, you know, I won't say before because we already been down the road the whole show. You know, besides going down that road, right? They don't even work. If they worked, and we said this yesterday, you know, if they worked, they'd build up antibodies and fight it, and you wouldn't get it again. But no, you got to get them year after year. They don't even work. Oh, I'm frustrated with it, guys. I really am. You try and tell some people, too, and they just don't want to hear it. They think, oh, that's crazy. I learned from the CDC. They would tell me if the vaccines are tainted. Yeah, okay. Okay, buddy. That's what some girl told me. I was posting stuff about the vaccines. She writes on my thing, I can't believe you believe this nonsense, right? I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. So, you know, what nonsense? Oh, what, you know, it's about the vaccines and that's child abuse not to give your kids vaccine. I was like, really? It's child abuse not to give your kids vaccine. Showed a few pictures. I said, that's child abuse. That's child abuse. Giving your kid the vaccine. Causing this. Causing death. That's child abuse. Oh, I don't go to the same vaccine bashing websites you do. So you know what I did, guys? I just, you know, I eased up and I said, oh, okay. Why, what websites do you go to? Well, I go to cdc.org. It was one of the best jokes I ever heard. I swear to God, man. Oh, yeah, cdc.org. They're going to put it up there. Right after Alex Jones puts a picture of the Hollow Towers on InfoWars. Oh, boy. Some people, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's going to be on the CDC's website that the vaccines are tainted. I mean, really. That's the last place it's going to be on, people. You know that. Everybody that listened tonight, really, guys, I mean, I want to thank you for listening to the show. This is an important show. This is an important topic, and I don't think it gets talked about enough. It really doesn't. I'm glad for everybody that tuned in, and this show will be in the archive later on. You'll be able to get it if you want to hear it again. Some great information on here about the vaccines, you know? That whole California thing's got me, yeah, that's under my skin right now. Really is. Not too happy about that. If any callers out there, you know, if any of you guys live in California or have kids or grandkids that do, call me, please. We want to hear from you because we, I couldn't even imagine how you feel right now. I'd be ready to pull my kid out of school. I mean, that's a lot of kids too, guys. California is a huge state. I mean, it really is. It's a huge state, guys. This guy's going to be president. Isn't that unbelievable, guys? A child murderer is going to be president. That's right. I call him a child murderer. He knew ahead of time the risks. Okay. And then they got the new thing coming, too. There's going to be all the boys now, too. So it's going to be boys and girls. Like I said, the CDC voted on it, guys. Just the other day, they just voted on it. This is new news. CDC just voted that boys over 11, it's going to be mandatory soon. It's going to be mandatory that they get any HPV vaccines. The other thing I didn't mention today that I should mention, guys, there's actually two vaccines for this. They're only talking about one. You know, two of them need to be approved. They haven't even mentioned the second one yet. Why is that? What's in the second one? Is that what the problem is? Of what's in the second one? We only got a few minutes left, guys. And, you know, before we close it out, just a couple of closing points. You could take this case, guys, and, I mean, you could use it as an example of what's wrong with this country. It's money. I mean, it's the lobbyists in Washington, okay? And it's the straight-up buyouts like this. I mean, it's money. Money really, truly is the root of all evil, people. I don't know how to correct it, okay? I'm not a miracle worker. But, you know, we can throw some ideas around, you know? It's just, you grow up your whole life thinking that there's people looking out for you, thinking that there's these agencies to protect you, to monitor your food, to monitor your medicine, to make sure you don't get sick. Do you know what it feels like to all of a sudden realize that these people, they want you sick? They don't care about your health, or that these people will put $2,500 before your child's health? Can you guys believe that? How about this guy? Let me bring up his name again. I want to talk about him. Hold on. Where is he? Where are you, little snake? Little snake in the friggin' desert of California. Alex Padilla from San Fernando Valley, California, okay? He's the legislator from the San Fernando District that signed the AB 499 bill, the anti-parent bill that lets the kids get vaccinated without parental permission, okay? And you know how much his payoff was, guys? He took $300. That's all it took, $300. And this guy's signing a bill that can get your kids vaccinated. Oh, you know what else I wanted to touch on? I'm so glad I remembered before we ended. I don't mean to get fired up. But you know what they're going to do, kids? Kids. You know what they're going to do to the kids, you guys? They're going to have contests, like iPod contests, okay? They did this before. They did this like 6 months ago in schools. You get the most vaccines or you refer the most friends to get vaccines in the school. And guess what? You win an iPod or you win an iPad. Of course they're going to do this now, especially now when the vaccines can be secretive. You get the most vaccines and don't tell mommy and we'll give you an iPad and we'll give you some headphones. You know what I mean? They're really going to do that. Watch it. You'll see stories pop up. I guarantee it. I guarantee you guys, you're going to see some stories pop up about schools having vaccine contests and giving away iPods, giving away PlayStations, things like this. They want to give it to the kids so bad that they're going to give away these gifts. And what's going to happen if you're a kid, okay? Listen to me now. This isn't you being offered an iPod to get a shot. This is a little kid that doesn't know the friggin' shots are bad for them. They're probably cramming this information down their throat in health class, okay? They're showing them all these nasty side effects of what might happen in the slim chance that you did get sick and you didn't have the shot, okay? Well, they blow it out of proportion. They make it look like that's going to happen every time. They show you all these nasty pictures in health class, right? They scare the crap out of these little kids, right? And then they tell them, okay, whoever signs up the most people to get the vaccines get the free iPod. Every kid in the school all of a sudden is a salesman. Every kid in the school got a sales pitch trying to pitch the vaccines to everybody. All right, this is what we'll do, right? Okay, all 15 of us will sign up under my name. We'll get the iPod, and I'll use it this week, and you use it next week. Blah, 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 blah. And I'll get like 30 people to sign up. Oh, these guys teamed up. They got 50 people to sign up. They're going to get the iPod. Don't worry, guys. We got 3 iPods to go around. First, second, and third place. You know what I mean? All the kids are running around the school trying to get the vaccines going. Sounds crazy and far-fetched, right? No. That's what they try to do. I think it's disgusting. I think it's absurd. And I don't blame any parent that pulls their kid out of school and homeschools them. You know, besides even talking about the vaccines, guys, they don't learn crap in these schools. All right? You can homeschool your kid and 10% of the time teach them just as much. And I'm convinced of that, okay? I am absolutely convinced of that. I didn't learn crap in school, guys. I didn't. As a matter of fact, in this last year since I've quote-unquote woke up or whatever you want to call it, I've learned more in the last year than I've learned in my whole life. I mean, I have. I just have. They didn't teach me crap in school, okay? That's part of it. Most of it is obviously, you know, being asleep and being in that mental box. You know, you only get so much selected information. But, you know, besides that, you know, when I was in that other mental box, I didn't learn crap in high school, guys. I didn't learn crap. I didn't really learn crap in junior high. I think the only stuff they taught us that was true, guys, and remains true, is mathematics, right? I mean, we know social studies and history and all that is a complete lie, right? I mean, everything. Everything they ever told us in our history books is a lie. I mean, I can't even think of something that's probably true in there right now, all right? Science? Oh, boy, don't get me going on science, guys. We're going to do a couple shows on science. They have been lying to us about everything science-related for the longest time, from theories to what they know about this and that and the other thing and everything else about science, guys. It's an absolute fraud, okay? We're going to dedicate a whole show to that soon. I mean, real soon. We're going to be coming up on that. Just trying to think if I have anything else before I wrap up for you guys. You know, That's pretty much all I have to say about the vaccine thing today, guys. But, you know, before we sign off, you guys got to help me out, okay? You guys got to do your part with this. You really do. You got to help out. Spread this information around. Let everybody know what's going on. They're not going to stop at California, guys. California is a big state. Look at it this way. If they can pass it in California, they can pass it anywhere, okay? If they're going to, they're going to. Let's help get this thing repealed in California, okay? I'm new to this game. I don't know what needs to be done to help fight these bills and repeal them. What do we need to do? Do we all need to get in contact with the State House? Do we need to help get petitions going? Can we even help California because we're in other states? If you guys can help out, I mean, throw some ideas around. Throw them up on our website, on thelastamerican.org, guys. We got comment walls, or you can email us by hitting contact us, anything you want to do. Help us spread some ideas around. Some of you guys got great ideas. Some of you guys have been doing this a long time. Some of you guys have fought many things as far as legislature before and new laws and stuff like that. What can we do about this? We got to stop this thing in its tracks, okay? This isn't like, this is much worse than, I mean, this is even worse than trying to stop the TSA thing, guys. I mean, the TSA thing's awful where they're grabbing your genitals in the airport and they're sexually assaulting you. But this is a lifetime thing. I mean, this will never go away if you get injured from a vaccine, guys. If your kid gets injured from a vaccine, we're talking about your precious babies here, okay? Please, help us. Spread this word out about the vaccines, guys, okay? I left some great information in the blog, like we were talking about. There's some links to some articles there. There's a couple videos for you. I'm going to put some more stuff in there later tonight. So, you know, start with the stuff that's on there. That should keep you busy for a little bit. And, you know, like I said, guys, don't just trust me. Don't just trust anybody. Always do your own research. And, yeah, it does take time. But do you want to live as a fool or do you want to have a clue what's going on? Research the things I said, okay? You'll find out quickly that what I'm saying is absolutely the truth. And go from there, okay? I mean, you can Google these things, okay? Even though that's, you know, Google is one of their, you know, NSA-run type companies. You know, you can still use their tool. You can still use their tools against them. And you can use, it's a great informational tool. I use it all the time, okay? Just Google something. You know, don't just look at the top of the list, though. That's the thing. The top of the list is usually advertised. Scroll down, look around. Look on the second page, guys. Don't be lazy. Third page, you know what I mean? See what you find. There's a lot of stuff on vaccines. This isn't, you know, just this information like that's starting to creep out, you know, like the Hollow Towers, and we're trying to get everybody to find out about it for the first time. I mean, a lot of people already know about the vaccines, guys. I mean, they do. But, you know, they don't probably know all the details we went over today, okay? I didn't know them before I read them. Paula didn't know them, okay? I'm sure a lot of people in California do know, but a lot don't. California's a big state. A lot of you guys have family out there. I know you do. I know you do. Help me out, guys. Please. Tell them about these legislators that put their name on this bill and took a cash payment directly from the vaccine company themselves. Okay? Let everybody know about it. If the State House has a website where you can post it, guys, post it right on there. Post it for everybody to see. Please. If you have friends in California, share it on their Facebook wall so their California friends see it. Ask them to share it for you so all their friends out there see it, okay? On all the networks, Twitter, tweet it. Tweet a link back to our site, to our blog section if you want, to any of the articles that you find. I mean, you know, we don't care where the traffic goes. We just want you to find out the information. Google+, whatever you guys use, MySpace, if you still use that. Just regular emails, guys. If you still do email lists and you email all your buddies in group emails, paste this information in there, guys. It's right there. I did the work for you. It's right there. You just got to copy and paste it and list all the people, what district they're in, and how much cash they took from Merck. I mean, what else do you need? And let people know. Let people know that, you know, that these people did this. Okay? You know, that's going to close it out for today, guys. I want to thank everybody that listened. I want to thank everybody that listened to the first show earlier. You know, I had to redo the show. We had a little recording issue. Something failed on me here. So, you know, I'm glad I redid it because I got to have Paula call in this time. It made it a great show. I want to thank Paula for calling in. I want to thank everybody else that, you know, has paved the way with this, with the digging in front of me and come up with some of this information. And I want you guys, more than anything, I want you guys to be alert and aware about this. You know, it's like I tell you guys with anything. You know, it goes more with the health than anything, guys. Nobody is going to look out for you and your family, okay? Nobody. Stop putting that job in other people's hands because they're not going to do a good job of it, all right? You got to do it yourself. You got to look out for your own family's health, okay? You know, with that being said, guys, I mean, that doesn't mean you have to sit there and read labels of everything all day long. Just be a little bit aware. I mean, spend, you know, a half hour here and there looking into some of this stuff. I'm telling you right now, the vaccines are a big no-no, okay? And if you don't trust me, which I said, don't just trust me. I want you to research. Well, if you don't trust me, prove me wrong, okay? Go dig up on it. See what you find. And prove me wrong. I guarantee you can't. Don't believe these quack doctors you see on TV either, talking about how vaccines are good for you, this, that, and the other thing. Why are they on TV? Because they're actors, okay? They come across good on camera. If your doctor ever tells you something different than what I'm telling you, what other people are telling you, what you think is right, get a second opinion or research it. Please, guys. Please. We tell you this all the time. The greatest research tool ever invented is at your fingertips. Use it. Especially before you stick a needle in your kid's arm and you don't even know what it is. What? What? Think about the logic behind that. Who's not thinking straight here? Is it me telling you not to get the vaccines? Or at least to look into them first? Or is it you just sticking it in your kid's arm without knowing what's in it? And I'm telling you, it's mercury. Guys, we're up against the clock. We really are. You know, we've gone a little bit over. For anybody that just tuned in and caught the show a little late, it will be replaying in our stream soon. About the same time it goes there, it'll be going up on the website, thelastamerican.org, okay? Also, guys, you should know that within a day or two, all our archive shows will be moving to our other archive, which will be a full archive and have lots of audio, tons of video. It's eventually going to become the 9/11 archive, and that's at philjahan.com. We're still filling it right now, so it's not 100% complete. I just got to put some more files in there later tonight and tomorrow, and then that will become our permanent archive. And it'll be easy to find, guys. You don't even need to remember, because when you click on it on our site, there'll be banners and links and stuff that'll take you right there. And it's great the way it's set up. It really is. It's everything nice and organized, and it's a really nice little platform we're going to have. And, you know, we encourage all you guys to sign up and get accounts with it. And we're eventually going to mirror our account, and you're going to start off with thousands and thousands of 9/11 videos right off the bat. You'll start off with all these radio shows right off the bat. All the shows with Phil and Larry, and all the shows with Michael. You know, everything. It's going to be great, guys. You know, everybody that doesn't know our site, one more time, okay? It's thelastamerican.org. Pretty easy to remember, right? Thelastamerican.org. And, you know, you can find all this stuff there. Check out our blogs tonight. There'll be more information on the vaccines. As far as more programming for today, I'm not sure if Michael Damon is going to do a show. He was having a little bit of issues earlier, guys, for those of you that heard him on the air. It was either something with his computer, which he thinks it might be, or something with his connection to Skype, which it could have been. He's pretty much reinstalling Windows and everything else on his computer right now, so he might do a show tonight, he might not. If he does, you know, I'll pop in, make an announcement, throw something up on the site for you guys. Anytime we have announcements, guys, go to the lineup page of our site. We'll put it up there that a host is going to be on at a certain time or whatever. And, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. So if we don't talk to you tonight, if Michael's not on tonight, we'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back at noontime. Michael will be back sometime shortly after I get off in the afternoon. We will be starting our new format soon, hopefully by the start of next week. For those of you that don't know what that is, we're going to basically do a straight block, maybe like 3 hours. It's not set in stone. We're going to do basically so I'm not on the air for 2 hours with no one to talk to, and he's not on for so long with no one to talk to. We're going to overlap a little bit. I'll do like an hour. We'll overlap for like an hour, and then he'll do his hour. Well, you know, the times could vary, but that's pretty much going to be the basic idea. I think that'll be a little better for you guys, a little better for us. There'll be more interaction. Me and him go back and forth, rather well. We have a lot of similar views on things. Michael's a really smart guy. I really like doing radio with him. I like doing radio with Phil and Larry and Paula and everybody else that's called in. Linksland called in. Everybody's been great. Everybody's been great. I want to thank all you guys out there. And, you know, I guess that's all for tonight, guys. Unless Michael's on tonight, we'll be back. I'll be producing his show if he's on tonight. And if not, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks again for listening.